my world. In my car, driving in my own lane, making my own rules, making mistakes and learning from them at my own speed, doing what feels good to me, feeding my soul. That's my world, and I believe everyone should feel free to create their own lane too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Being You Loud and Clear. If you're returning, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome. It's been a little minute since our last episode, but that's what this space is about. Life happens, and we don't apologize for needing time to move, think, feel, or reset. That's a part of living unapologetically and showing up when it's real. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a moment and thank my listeners. Listen, y'all have been showing up, not just to support the podcast and me, but to support yourself. The feedback I've received, the people I run into, and hearing how much you all love the podcast and how relatable it is, it truly warms my heart. I used to think I was the only one feeling these things and battling certain thoughts alone, but knowing we're all on the same vibration and ready to grow together makes me so thankful. So I want to just thank you all for continuing to listen to this podcast. And if no one has told you lately, let me be the one. I'm proud of you for showing up for you. Every step counts, the small ones and the big ones. Now let's get into this episode. Today's episode is about living your life unapologetically. What does that really mean? In my eyes, living free with no care, without worrying about others' opinions, is the best way to live your life. You give yourself room to be you in a judgy world. Give yourself room to win, fail, be lazy if you want to, feel your pain, stop, start, sit back down, and get back up. It allows you to be the author and a director of your life. It allows you to choose if you want to make the change for you. It allows you to figure you out. It allows you to figure out the things you want in life. And honestly, it's a different type of flex when you do it for you. Compared to when someone else tells you what you should do and how you should do it, it feels personal instead of forced. It builds your independence and confidence. It allows things to unfold beautifully with less pressure. It allows you to live freely, making your own rules and story. People don't realize, especially families, that we weren't all born to think alike and we weren't all born to do the same things. But somehow a lot of us get trapped in, and I know I'm one of them, a lot of us get trapped into living by other people's expectations. You should have this kind of career. You should make this amount of money. You should go to college. You should dress here from head to toe daily. But why can't it just be enough to like what we like and live how we choose? I went through phases in my life letting people tell me how I should show up, how I should appear on social media, how I should dress and talk and act. It started making me unlove myself. It made me second guess the things I wanted for me and how I wanted to appear that felt comfortable to me. So going through seasons not feeling like my authentic self because people's opinions about me felt so heavy. People telling me I wasn't being myself because they didn't understand me. People telling me I'm too humble. You need to get on the net and pop yourself and say this and say that. A whole bunch of nothing if you ask me. But listen, I'm an Aries and I have two different personalities if you don't know. The first one is very outgoing, turn up, loud, funny, talkative. I can talk your head off. Please don't call me because you can't call me and expect a 20-minute conversation. I got a lot to talk about. You want to talk? Let's talk. I'm a party girl when I go out. I have a good time. I'm a life at a party. But my other personality is very calm, quiet, peaceful, nature, adventure. I'm goofy, I'm playful. I love hiking, I love writing, and I love meditating. You'll be surprised. My house is so peaceful. Like, it's so quiet in my house. Like, my kids do their thing, but the way I'm outside and I have a good time and I'm the life of the party, you'll be surprised coming in my household. Like, oh my God, it's really so chilling here. And don't come here with none of that rah-rah. Like, if you want rah-rah, I can meet you. We can probably go to the winery. We can go do some fun stuff, okay? But not in my household. We be cooling. I mean, I call it balance, though. But some people would tell me it's hard to figure me out. So here I am showing up how people expect me to show up. Until one day I said, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what no one thinks. If you can't take who I am, then you're not my tribe. And once I realized how many people was in the world, I really decided not to care. It's billions of people in the world. And if you're just not my people, if you're not my friend group, you're not my friend group. If you're not my person, you're not my person. You're just not my people. And once I realized all of that, I decided really not to care and just be myself and live for me. I find people that like and love me for me. I'm done with all that pressure. I just want to be me. Take my time elevating who I am and who I am becoming. I don't believe I was brought in this world to be someone else other than myself. It feels good being true to me and not caring. Taking advice and applying it if it makes sense to me. And if it don't, I'm not taking it. I tell people, even my kids nowadays, no, don't hold me to no high expectations. Let me show up as me. Yes, I'm an amazing mother. I'm a great person. I have my flaws like everyone else. But I know how to love and care for others. But give me room to just be me and love you how I know how to love you. Don't paint a version of me that you would like me to be. Just allow me to be me and grow and fix my flaws as I go with no pressure. Just let me breathe at this point. I'll never forget the moment I had to stop working for months, almost years. And I didn't have to. I really chose to. Because I was fully committed into building a dance team. I put my whole heart into it. Day and night, I was laser focused on this vision. It came to me and I really didn't have no other plan in life. Like, I didn't want to go to college at that point. I didn't like school. I feel like the older I get, the more I'm liking to learn. But I didn't like none of that. Like, I dropped out of college. I was just like, no. My dad was like, oh, you got to go to college. You got to do this. I'm like, no, it's not for me. I dropped out of college and I was just focused on the one thing I felt like that's the only thing at that moment I loved. And that was dancing. And I remember I was stressed. Money was tight. Life was lifing. And my dad said on the phone, baby, you got to stop dreaming. I mean, I wasn't even mad when he said it. I mean, I was like, dang, like, damn, like that? Woo! But because I know sometimes family and society say things out of love and fear, they want stability. I mean, so do I. I want stability because I like a certain lifestyle. But they want what they know for them. Life is work, retire, and get up out of here. And just be gone. And yes, I listened. I went back to work, but I never stopped dreaming. A year later, that same dance team I built, it became one of the best teams in Pittsburgh. And I speak on that because I use that to remind myself daily now on how I used to be, like what was best for me. I always did what was best for me and how I never allowed people, even my parents, their opinions just to stop my flow, my vision, stop my happiness. Like I said before, taking advice and applying it if it makes sense to me. That experience shaped me into who I am today. If I had let others of people's expectations define me, I'll still be that mean girl who didn't know how to communicate or open up to people. I wouldn't be the person you hear today. Living unapologetically taught me how to dream, lead, and live out loud. So with that moving forward, how to live unapologetically? Be yourself. There's only one you, and that's your superpower. Change for the better, but only change the things you want to change. Stop giving a fuck. It's your life. No one else is in the driver's seat but you. Like what you like and love what you love. No explanation needed. Make a bucket list of everything you want to experience and focus on it. Like your peace depends on it, because it does. Show up as you. Every space you enter, walk in like you belong, because you do. Stay true to you. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when people don't get it. Compete with the person in the mirror. This is my favorite. That's your only competition. Be bold in your decisions. If it goes right, it goes right. If it goes wrong, you learn and grow. Either way, it's all yours. So live your life unapologetically. It's not about being reckless. It's about moving at your own speed. You don't need permission. You don't need approval. You just need trust that your path is yours for a reason. This week, I want you to do one thing for you. Not for your kids, not for your partners, not for your family, and not to impress social media. Just you. And let it feel good. That is it for today's episode. Thank you all for tuning in. If this message hit home, share it with someone you love. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Being You Loud and Clear. I love you all. Live for you. I'll see you in the next episode.